very much. Thank you. Thank you, Governor. Thank you. Thank you. I'm thrilled to be in Iowa. So many good friends. I've become friends with so many people in Iowa. Love the people, love the state. And I will tell you, Iowa is very fortunate to have some of the best and most dedicated public servants in the country, including Governor Terry Branstad, Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds, State GOP Chairman Jeff Kaufman, Senator Chuck Grassley, and, of course, a person I've gotten to know very well who is a tremendous person, Senator Joni Ernst. Tremendous. That's called an incredible roster. You're very lucky. That's an incredible roster. A lot of states would like to have that roster, believe me. I also want to take a moment to thank the bikers. We have bikers in the audience, so they're all over. Bikers, they call them bikers for Trump. I love the bikers. And they've been so good to me throughout this campaign, so I just want to thank all of the bikers. I really appreciate it. What a fantastic group of people we have, and what a fantastic country we live in. More than anything today, I want to express my gratitude, because all over the country we've had such tremendous support, to our amazing veterans, a lot of them in the room. Thank you. Incredible. I will not let you down. Believe me, they've been letting you down for many years. I will not let you down. Together, we're going to win this state in November, and we are going to win the White House for the American people. The White House will soon become the people's house. That's what it's going to be. We will tackle and fix the problems that have gone unsolved for many, many years. Failing schools, crumbling infrastructure, broken borders, bloated bureaucracy, wasteful spending, and a government that doesn't work. It doesn't work. This is a campaign about big ideas designed to help everyday people, everyone. It's going to help everyone. These are the people who work hard but who don't have a voice. Their voice has been taken away. It's also a campaign about restoring honesty and accountability to government. And you see what a mess we're in today. The whole world has been shocked by the continuing revelations regarding Hillary Clinton and her pay-for-play State Department and other things. Now it was just announced that her important calendar records will not be released, even though they have them, to the public until after the election, because there's too much stuff on that. They want it after the election. It's terrible. It's protection from a corrupt, rigged system. It's disgusting. As I've said many times in recent days, it's hard to tell where the Clinton Foundation ends and where the State Department begins. That's what's happened. It's really what's happened, sad. The Clinton corruption scandals have been really there for a long time, and it's been sad, sad, sad for America. The illegal server, the foreign hacking, the deleted 33,000. The deleted emails, 33,000. The secret schedules, the lying to Congress. It's all just too much. We're going to have a great victory on November 8th, I can tell you. We're going to have a great victory. Thank you. Thank you. How much more can voters take? Not much more. Thank you. Hillary Clinton thinks she's entitled to be president. By the way, she's got very bad judgment. Got very bad judgment. Even if she thinks that, she's got bad judgment. She thinks she's above the law. So far, she's proven that. But the truth is, it's the opposite. Her criminal conduct at home and her failed interventions overseas simply make her unfit. She is unfit to serve in the Oval Office. I believe that America is ready to turn the page on this very sordid past. We don't want another 4 years of Obama or Clinton controversies. They're not only dangerous, but frankly, they're exhausting our people. How do you even keep up with it all? How do you do that? The Clintons have had their time on the stage, but now it's time to close that chapter in the history book and open a brand new, beautiful chapter. Thank you. Thank you very much. That is why this is such an exciting year to be a Republican and to vote Republican. We're going to do a great job. This year, the GOP is offering the voters a chance to break up the corrupt establishment and create a new American future. In my opinion, this is our last chance. I really believe that. This chance will never come again. And remember, justices of the Supreme Court, remember that. This chair, it will never, ever come again. It will never happen again. I really believe you're not going to have this opportunity again. The big banks and Wall Street donors who want nothing to change are throwing millions and millions of dollars at my opponent. These are the same people who paid Bill and Hillary Clinton $150 million for speeches and, I guess, some other things. Hillary Clinton's campaign is all about protecting the powerful. And I understand that very well. I think nobody knows the system better than I do. Our campaign is about protecting those who have no power. They don't have power, but they're great, great people. They are great people without power. We're going to change that. They'll be great. They will be great people with power. Together, we're going to work. We're going to give working people a voice for the first time in many, many decades. They haven't had a voice in a long time. Let's talk about what it all means. For our veterans, it means a guarantee that they can seek medical care at either a VA facility or at a private medical doctor with us paying the cost. And thank you, because we've had such incredible veteran support, just uniform all across the land. Never again will we allow a veteran to die waiting for the care they need from a doctor who's a fine doctor, but you can't get to ever see your doctor. You wait 6 days, 7 days, 9 days. People are dying online. That's not going to happen. We will protect those who protect us. These are our great people. We are going to protect them. It's our turn now. At the center of our change, and this is a change agenda, is also a plan to fix our rigged economy. It's rigged. The government just revised the growth numbers. You probably saw yesterday. It was a big story. We had horrible growth numbers. They were announced last month. They made a mistake. They just announced that the number that was announced that was so bad was too high, and it had to be readjusted downward, down to 1.1%. Just so you understand, if China drops down to 8% GDP or 9% GDP, it's a major catastrophe, and the same with other countries. And they do things that you don't want to know about, but they make it impossible for your businesses to compete. but they consider it a catastrophe. Here we are with no growth, 1.1%, which is no growth. And we have the same leaders that are incompetent and don't know what they're doing, but we're going to make a change. We're going to make America grow again, grow. That begins with supporting our family farms right here in Iowa. Do we have any farmers in the room? Do we have any? Stand up. I want to see what our farm. Stand up. That's a lot of farmers. That's a lot of farmers. Wow. Beautiful. That's a lot of farmers, great farmers. One of the most beautiful landscapes in the world, especially if you like farms, right? Family farms are the backbone of this country. Remember that. And I know what's happening to you. We are going to end the EPA intrusion into your family homes and into your family farms for no reason. What they're doing to you is a disgrace. We're going to get rid of a lot of those regulations that don't mean anything except cost you a lot of money and a lot of time, and in many cases, you lose your farms over the regulations. We are going to reduce taxes from 35% to 15%. And the thing that most surprised me is in going around all over the country and talking about that massive tax cut and also for the middle class, but the massive small business and business tax cut or the reduction by a lot of regulations, 100% of the people I talk to feel more strongly about the regulations. And who would have thought about that? Who would have thought that could happen? But they feel more strongly about getting rid of these horrible, really horrible regulations, and that's what we're going to do. We are going to protect the renewable fuel standard, corn-based ethanol, eliminate job-killing regulations like the Waters of the United States rule, which is a disaster, and provide desperately needed tax relief. President Obama lied to you about his support for the renewable fuel standard. And you can trust Hillary Clinton far less than you could even Obama. She will sell you out. She's already sold you out. And her donors will be the only ones that are happy, believe me. And you see it happening, just like Obama. He made lots of promises, and then he said bye-bye to Iowa, bye-bye, and to other places. Almost 97% of farms in this country are family-owned and family-managed. It's not only a great American tradition, but a vital component of America's economic and national security. So true. Yet Hillary Clinton wants to shut down family farms just like she wants to shut down the miners and the steelworkers. She's going to shut them down. That I can tell you. She will do this not only through radical regulation, but also by raising taxes on family farms to rates as high as, and I think actually higher than 50%. And just so you understand, I'm cutting taxes massively. She is raising taxes massively. She's raising taxes. Adding to the pain, she will tax family farms again at death by as much as 45%. And you've already paid your tax, right? You've paid your tax. Now you're going to pay it again. And your children and family, it's a very tough situation. You know that. On top of that, her anti-energy agenda will drive up the cost of energy, another attack on agriculture. It's a big attack on what you're doing because you need the energy. We're going to end this war on the American farmer. You are going to like Donald Trump so much, I'm telling you. You're going to like Donald Trump. We get it. We all get it. We understand what's going on. That includes our plan to lower the tax rate on family farms down to 15% and to stop double taxation on the family farms at death, helping to ensure that the family farm tradition in Iowa continues to thrive and flourish with your children and your grandchildren, and you'll be looking down and you'll be happy. We hope you're looking down anyway. We hope you're looking down. You'll be very happy and very proud. We're going to make a very powerful and great trade deal. We're going to have fantastic trade deals. Right now we have horrible trade deals. We have the worst trade deals. Our country loses, if you look at our trade deficit with the world, $800 billion a year. Can you imagine this? Who makes these deals? Who makes them? To those going through hardship, let me quote somebody that I got to know very well, Reverend Robert Schuller. Tough times don't last, tough people do. I think it's a great quote. I think it's a great quote. That's true. And I know you're going through a little tough times with the farms, but hang in there. We'll be there soon, hopefully, for you. I've been so honored to have the support of the evangelical community all over the country. All over. Incredible people. Incredible. And I hope we can continue to count on evangelical support on November 8th. Get out there and vote. We are going to do something very, very special. By the way, I'm Protestant. I'm Presbyterian. Can you believe this? Everyone says, really? I don't believe it. I'm Presbyterian. Very proud of it. We will get rid of the Johnson Amendment, which is a disaster. Happened in 1954 by Lyndon Johnson, which really is a horrible thing. It denies your pastors their right to free speech. And it's had a huge negative impact on religion, a huge negative. We will let your pastors, your ministers, your rabbis, your priests, we will let them speak again without losing tax deductibility. We will let them speak. We will let them speak again. We want them to speak. Right now, they cannot speak because they will lose all of the benefits that they used to have. 1954, a complete disaster. And it's so important that the pastors are going to be talking to you about it, but it's so important that everybody in the evangelical community and other religious communities get out and vote on November 8th. Because again, this will be a one-time shot. It's going to be gone. Don't forget, it was only put there in 1954 by Lyndon Johnson. So important that you get out and vote on November 8th. We will get rid of it. It should have never happened in the first place. I also know how much the evangelical community is deeply committed to helping those in poverty. I know it for a fact. My economic agenda can be summed up in three words, three beautiful words: jobs, 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 which we don't have now. I don't even have to mention the tremendous construction workers in this room, because I think I have every single one of them. I love my construction workers. Do you know how much I built construction workers? You have a lot of construction workers in Iowa. I was actually surprised to see how many. But they love the state, and I hope they get out on November 8th. I'm asking for the support of all Americans who want more opportunity, higher wages, safe communities, competent leadership, and honest government. Very simple. Thank you. We're going to send the special interest packing. And we are going to once again have a government of, by, and for the people. It's going to happen. Remember, and we sometimes forget, Republicans are the party of Abraham Lincoln. Pretty good president, right? Pretty good. I said, I'm going to be the most presidential president you've ever had. And then I thought about Abraham Lincoln, and I said, well, I don't know. He's pretty tough to beat, right? Abraham Lincoln, he was pretty good. But that is a great Republican. Which brings me to a subject that is so important and very personal for me. Nothing means more to me than working to make our party the home of the African American vote once again. Used to be. There are millions and millions of African Americans in this country who have succeeded so greatly and who deserve a government that protects and honors their incredible contribution. So many have been so successful. Very nice. But we also have to talk about the millions of African Americans who remain trapped in poverty and in failing schools. They're trapped. I've spoken to a lot in recent days, a lot of people, and I've spoken a lot about the deplorable conditions in many of our inner cities, just about all of them. As a father, as a builder, as an American, it offends my sense of right and wrong to see anyone living in such conditions. They are living in terrible, terrible conditions, beyond belief conditions, bad. Almost 40% of African American children are living in poverty, abject poverty, including 45% of children under the age of 6. In Detroit, half of its residents do not work. In Milwaukee, almost 4 in 10 African American men between the age of 24 and 54 are not employed and have no prospect of employment. More than 6,000 African Americans are the victims of murder every single year. Just yesterday, the cousin of NBA star Dwayne Wade, a great guy, Dwayne Wade, was the victim of a tragic shooting in Chicago. She was the mother of 4 and was killed while pushing her infant child in a stroller just walking down the street. Shot. It breaks all of our hearts to see it. It's horrible. It's horrible. And it's only getting worse. This shouldn't happen in our country. This shouldn't happen in America. So we send our thoughts and prayers to the family, and we also promise to fight for a much, much better tomorrow. Across Chicago, more than 2,700 have been shooting victims since January of this year. Think of it. 2,700 people have been shot since January. We cannot, as a society, tolerate this level of violence and suffering in our cities. Those who would deny that, and you know there are many people that do, and they have their own reasons. Many of them are not good reasons. But this is a national crisis. This is a crisis that requires urgent action. Have no business. None of these people have any business that support what's been going on running for elected office. None of these people should be even allowed to run. They're a disgrace. For decades and decades and decades, failed Democratic policies, the policy of Hillary Clinton, have created this high crime and crushing poverty, absolutely crushing poverty. In so many communities under Democratic control, we have bad schools, no jobs, high crime, and no hope. It can't get any worse. To those suffering, I say, vote for Donald Trump. I will fix it. African Americans, Hispanics, vote for Donald Trump. I will fix it. It will get fixed. And I add it in all sincerity. What do you have to lose? It can't get any worse. What do you have to lose? Let me also tell you what you have to gain. Millions of jobs, far better schools, safe communities where you can, in fact, walk outside and walk down the street with your child, with your wife or your husband, by yourself, and not be killed, not be shot, not be mugged. We're going to have safe communities again. And the African-American voter has seen what's been happening over the last 2 weeks and 3 weeks with me. And I'll tell you, I think we have a lot of support out there. They're very, very tired of what's been going on. And the Hispanic community, likewise. They're very sick and tired of what's going on. And it's been going on for decades and decades and decades. By the way, how quickly people have forgotten that Hillary Clinton called black youth super predators. Remember that? Super predators. And they were very, very insulted, but now people have forgotten. I'm running to offer a better future to the citizens of Detroit, of Baltimore, of Chicago, all across this great land, inner city and outer city, all over, everybody. We're going to come together. We're going to have one great country, greater than ever before. And what is sad is that African Americans have given so much to this country. They've fought and died in every war since the Revolution. They've lifted up the conscience of our nation in the civil rights movement. They've sacrificed so much for the national good. Now is the time to put a new agenda into action that expands opportunity, ensures equality, and that protects the rights of each and every citizen, including African American citizens. We have to help. We have to stop the crime. We have to stop the bad education. We have to help with housing. We have to solve our inner city problems, and we will. I will fix it. This includes one of the most important rights of all, the right to live in safety. I will work with communities, with police, and with federal law enforcement to make communities safe and secure for all of our people. We are also going to end the discrimination that traps parents and kids in failing government schools. Our schools are a disaster. The Republican Party and me is a party of school choice. You will see a big difference. Big, big difference. There is another civil rights issue we need to talk about, and that's the issue of immigration enforcement. Every time an African American citizen or a Hispanic citizen or any citizen loses their job to an illegal immigrant, the rights of that American citizen have been totally violated. They're losing their jobs. Because it really is. It's an economic question also. Equal protection under the law must include the consistent application of our immigration laws. Very simple. These laws were passed to protect American citizens and lawful residents of our country. For instance, federal law protects the ability of American workers to seek jobs and employment. When government suspends those immigration laws in order to curry favor with special interests that give them campaign contributions and big ones, costing Americans their jobs, they have been denied the protection of their laws. In recent days, the media, as it usually does, has missed the whole point on immigration. They have missed the point. All the media wants to talk about is the 11 million people, or more or less, they have no idea what the number is because we have no control over our country. They have no idea what it is, that are here illegally. But my priority, and really it's for the well-being of everybody, but in particular the 300 million Americans and more and all of our Hispanic citizens and all of our African American citizens, legal residents who want a secure border, and I mean secure. They want drugs to stop flowing into their states and into their communities. And they want a great growing economy. And they want a job. My goal is to provide good jobs and even great jobs, good schools and safety to every Hispanic community, African American community in the country. But really, what is it? It's to every community, every single community. We can't do that if we don't secure our border. We can't do it. On day one, I'm going to begin swiftly removing criminal, illegal immigrants from this country, including removing the hundreds and thousands of criminal, illegal immigrants that have been released into the United States and United States communities under the incompetent Obama-Clinton administration. These international gangs of thugs and drug cartels will be, I promise you, from the first day in office, the first thing I'm going to do, the first piece of paper that I'm going to sign is we're going to get rid of these people day one, before the wall, before anything. And our great law enforcement, they know who they are. They've been living with them for years, and they don't want to put up with it anymore. So we are going to get rid of them day one. We start day one. The reign of terror, and it is that, you go to some places and you will see, the reign of terror will be over, and it'll be over fast. Remember, our law enforcement, our police, who, by the way, should get a tremendous hand because what they have to put up with. We are great people. They're great people. But they know these people. I've met with so many of the top police and the people in the rank and file. They know these people. So it's not like, oh, gee, we're going to say, they know all of them. They know the good ones, the bad ones. They know all of them. We are going to get rid of the criminals, and it's going to happen within 1 hour after I take office, we start, okay? I'm going to bring them back where they came from. In this task, we will always err on the side of protecting the American people. We will use immigration law to prevent crimes, and we will not wait until some innocent American has been harmed or killed before taking action. We will move justly, but we will move fast, believe me, and we will move tough. There won't be any games. There won't be any games. These are bad people. Come on. What a team. We're going to build a great wall on the border, and we're going to institute nationwide E-Verify, stop illegal immigrants from accessing welfare and entitlements, and develop an exit entry, and you know what that is, exit entry system to ensure those who overstay their visas that they're quickly removed. We don't enforce our visa expiration dates. Then we have open borders, and we have nothing but crime. It's going to end. I'm also going to cancel all unconstitutional orders, executive orders. You've been hearing about that, right? A little executive. We have a little bit of an excessive executive order, President. And empower the rank-and-file ICE officers and Border Patrol officers to finally do the jobs that they were meant to do. Now, what is Hillary Clinton going to do, Governor? What is she going to do? Not much, right? She's pledged amnesty in her first 100 days, combined with her elimination of virtually all routine immigration enforcement. In other words, totally open borders, which we will lead. This is a massive crime wave. That's what's going to happen. It's not going to happen if I get elected, believe me. Most alarmingly, she has pledged to keep President Obama's executive amnesty, which has been blocked by the Supreme Court, directly disregarding a Supreme Court injunction. Beyond that, she's pledged to add another executive amnesty in violation of both congressional law and the United States Constitution. These actions from Hillary Clinton will trigger a crisis greater than almost anything we've seen. This will be a constitutional crisis like we haven't seen in our country. In effect, she's pledging to abolish the lawmaking powers of Congress and assume the powers of an imperial leader. She's not an imperial leader, is she? I don't think so. I don't think so. She doesn't. She doesn't even look presidential to me. She certainly doesn't. This executive amnesty would bypass Congress to print millions of work permits and benefit cards to those ineligible to receive them. Hillary Clinton's legislative plan, remember this, is to give illegal immigrants access to Obamacare, Social Security, Medicare, and U.S. welfare. I can see one man that doesn't like that very much. That would not happen here, would it? Her plan will functionally end enforcement of visa overstay rules, another open border decree. She will also close down detention centers for border crossings, meaning she will have an open southern border that will bring nothing but crime and destruction. This is not to mention that she wants a 550% increase in Syrian refugees flowing into our country. Not so good. And she can't even say the words radical Islamic terrorism. And she supports sanctuary cities and catch and release policies that are getting innocent American kills. And let me tell you, we will end that so quickly. If I get the support, I need the support. Will I have the support? You're not a big one for sanctuary cities. I know that. I've met with many of these grieving families, including a family that is truly incredible. The family of Sarah Root, a student, straight A, a young, beautiful woman who was killed by an illegal immigrant, who was released from the border by Obama and the Obama administration with horrible policy, and then released again after the killing. I've been so inspired by the courage and bravery of the Root family and so many other families. And I have the Root family with us today, and I'd like them to step up and just say hello. These are incredible people.
Ago today, we were watching our daughter walk across the stage to get her bachelor's in criminal investigations, not to know that 15 hours later she would be killed by an illegal alien. They arrested him. The judge set a bond of $50,000. A week after my daughter was killed, he is running free. Everything we do, all the fight we're doing, is to save the next person from having to go through what we're going through. Sarah's life cannot be just another life that was lost because of the Obama administration. Like Mr. Trump said, they let us down. They had him, they let him go. They had him again, they let him go. And I want to thank him so much for all his hard work. Everybody that's helped us try to keep the story out there, try to prevent this tragedy from happening to another person. Because if Hillary gets in, it will continue to happen to everybody. Trump, go Trump.
What an incredible family. And this happens so much. Thousands and thousands of people. The crime is unbelievable. And we're going to stop it. We're going to stop the crime. There's a reason that we just got endorsed by 16,500 Border Patrol agents. They know the system better than anybody. It's easier for them to just relax. But they wanted to endorse. They want to see a strong border. We need a strong border if we're going to remain a country. So I want to just thank them in particular. Thank you. Hillary's plan is very dangerous. It's very divisive. It's radical. It's reckless. It's wrecking the innocent lives of so many people. And we will have an unprecedented crisis. We're allowing people to come in. You're going to have a crisis like we have never seen in this country. And if I'm elected, we are not going to have a crisis. We're going to have a strong, great country again. So the choice, hopefully, will be clear to the people of Iowa and throughout the country. A vote for Trump is a vote to have a nation of laws. A vote for Clinton is a vote to have dangerous open borders where anybody can just walk in and do whatever they want. On every issue, our campaign is about making life better for working people. But we can't accomplish that goal unless we break up the special interest monopoly and give the power back to all of the people. And that's what we're going to do. Many people have said that establishment media assault on me, and they have said it, that the establishment media assault on me has been the greatest that they've ever seen in the political history of our country. I feel that. I feel it. I know it. Even today, some major papers fail to mention how strong our poll numbers have become over the last two-week period. And we're doing very well in Iowa. We happen to be leading, by the way. But they refuse to print it. But they'll start printing it. They have no choice eventually. But they refuse to put it down. We're doing great. They, too, are part of a rigged system. The media is totally dishonest. They're a rigged system trying to deny people the positive change that they're looking for and they deserve. They take phrases and statements, chop them up, take them out of context, and then they discuss them for days and days and days, always trying to demean and belittle just whatever they can do to demean and belittle our incredible movement, because we have a movement. They all said this is one of the great movements, maybe the greatest movement they've ever seen in the history of our country. And many people have said that. We're going to take our country back from the death spiral that it's currently in. Imagine if this much media attention was spent telling the truth about the real problems facing our country. Imagine if the media spent this much time telling the story of Sarah Root, one of the great young people, one of the truly great, outstanding young people. All of the ugly things being said by Hillary Clinton and our opponents, and you know what they say about me, and boy, is that untrue. They're spending hundreds of millions of dollars on ads that are phony ads, false ads, and disgusting. And most people know it, or we wouldn't be doing so well, believe me. She's funded by the big banks and Wall Street donors, and nothing more than a desperate attempt by a failed leader. That's all she is. And remember, she lost badly to Barack Obama when she won, and I think she's going to lose badly to Donald Trump when she won. Believe me. She's clinging in order to keep that rigged system going. There's nothing they won't say or do, no lie they won't tell, no amount of money they won't spend, to try and bully voters into giving them what they want. They lie like I've never seen anything before. The commercials are phony commercials. They're disgusting. And even people on her side are saying that's going too far. It's very interesting. This November 8th, the American people are going to reject the cynicism of the past and embrace the optimism of the future. We have a great future. The old attacks are not going to work anymore. The Clinton-Cain fear-mongering isn't going to resonate with anyone but the most radical factions of their far-left base, and it has gotten far left. I want to empower the people. Hillary Clinton wants to scare the people. Empowering people begins with three simple words, and you know what those words are. Our economy is going to soar. We are going to make our country so strong and so powerful, and we need the power because other people are not going to want to mess with the United States of America. Remember that. Wages will rise. We will make new friends abroad, and we will achieve like we haven't achieved before. And we will achieve a lasting peace through strength. We will be a country of laws and a country of great, great success. Our cities will be safe, sound, and secure. Our government will be honest, ethical, and responsive. Rule by special interests will be over, over, over. The rule of the American people will begin, so let's get out and vote on November 8th and create the future our children deserve. Together, we will make America strong again. Together, we will make America wealthy again, which we have to do. Together, we will make America united again. We will make America safe again. We will make America great again, greater than ever before. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, Joni Ernst. Thank you.